From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. At a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip today, masked gunmen demonstrated and vowed revenge after a three-day operation by the Israeli army left 8 Palestinians dead and more than 1,000 homeless. Palestinians say Israeli forces demolished 2 more buildings today in the Rafah camp near the border with Egypt. The Israeli army says it uncovered 3 tunnels in the camp that it believes were used to smuggle weapons in from Egypt. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
A few people made it out of Rafah north to Gaza City today, but by early afternoon, the Israeli checkpoint in central Gaza was closed again. Rafah resident Rami Al-Najjar spoke by cell phone about the incursion that began Friday at dawn. He said his terrified family huddled in the kitchen all night as Israeli tank shells, automatic weapons, and helicopter-fired missiles pounded the neighborhood. He said local fighters shot back with no apparent effect. Najjar said after most of the troops had left, the camp was unusually quiet.
The area looks very sad. The people are not anymore like before. Everybody looks so shocked by what happened. They are sitting, not talking, so silent. They are all in between the rebels looking for any kind of clothes to change what they have on themselves.
Electricity and water were cut to much of the camp. Paul McCann, spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency in Gaza, says his agency's office in Rafah had to be closed after being swamped by some of the 1,200 homeless refugees. McCann toured the area yesterday with UN officials. He said the demolitions appeared to target certain buildings and leave others standing, but the destruction was severe enough to produce scenes familiar to those who have seen refugees flee from other conflicts.
One of the most striking sights in the camp yesterday was the alleyways and the streets clogged with donkey carts piled high with mattresses and clothes, pots and pans and belongings, as people were making an exodus from the area where the fighting had taken place. A lot of them were people who had rescued things from the rubble. Some of them, I believe, were actually just people who lived nearby and had decided that this was no longer a safe place to live.
But for the refugees of Rafah, there's really nowhere to go. The UN is offering cash assistance to help families rent new space, but with 7,500 people already made homeless in Rafah in the past 3 years, the UN says there's no housing left. The Israeli army denies Palestinian claims that its tanks and helicopters inflicted indiscriminate damage. The army says 3 smuggling tunnels were uncovered, and more operations will be aimed at those it believes still exist. In the West Bank today, Palestinian leaders debated the Rafah operation as they appeared to settle on a government for at least the next few weeks. Analysts here say no one expects the Palestinian Authority to do much of anything as long as the Israeli army continues operations like this one, the largest in Rafah in 6 months. Gazans also believe it's inevitable that some of those, once again homeless in Rafah, will swell the ranks of those who took to the streets today, vowing to respond to the operation with more violence against Israelis. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.